Francis Kitula, an independent parliamentarian candidate for Kasese municipality, has pledged to prioritize his plans to fund the widows and young mothers, as well as intervening into the voters' caste issues as the most pressing challenge among the local community members. His position over these key community demands came out during his Walk to Voter political campaign, where Mr. Jackson Muheka, 47, Mr. Isaac Mohindo, 54, and Ms. Mary Mbambu, 40, were among the local residents in Blimba Division who asked him to intervene into the poor road network and flood challenges in the area. Mr. Jackson, Isaac, and Mary speaking. In Kijungo Sales came out in Nyamamba Division, Mrs. Zamna Manda and Saidi Agava were among other local residents who tasked Mr. Kitula to look into their health center to demand, as well as the road and flood challenges that are threatening lives in the area should he represent them in Parliament.
Engudo bakatamu butamu omuhanda beitu maramu kerimu nikugera ntugwa kuba twara abakazi nkabakazi benda kuzara ntubona bona ujuka kundi ho tukwihemere eitu ibakuria mu tauni yona beitu tukafoka mfuzi abaona lebo abakwesimba ho kiba hati manifesto zabo tutulimu obu ntuburuamu kama masomero tuwe tumusavire RS Center 2 azoke na jisera kunu mkijungu neto tumundi tuwa kutunge mkura akurana
iti sabiri tuwa munga banyacharanga ya chitu watuke mwa kalurunde ke beti atu kondrevia tuwa mamu sabu ano machizungu ekorili chisi yetu ita haba maete tuli mama ete haba ndo batu kako maba MP wakawa mba kaya tuwa drainage namu na wili amete watu kanyua nisha tui.
Mr. Kitula, who said he wasn't ready to build his political career on lies, pledged to strengthen his consultative representation he believes will guide him on how to deal with the demands of his voters, most of whom are threatened by floods, poor road network, moneylender pressure and unclean water.
Shungubi na abo kwe kari na vinusiri wa mavetreka chikanzi tu watu kakora ewe handri kwa ewe kambo kwa abo kwa kwa utika ya.
The Mr. Kitula political leadership gaps are caused by politicians who have no time for their voters.